ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important and significant question. And that question is about prohibited places of patronization. And this question is very significant because especially for the youth, because young people, they like to come, they get to get together with one another, go outside, sit in, you know, different places and talk with one another, which they, in their, in their language, they call it hanging out, right? So a lot of times youth who are very religious or who want to adhere to the tenets of Islam and the rules of Islam, sometimes they inquire and they ask about whether, you know, this is okay, it's halal, there's nothing haram about it in hanging out or in getting together. Or they might inquire as to what places should we avoid, gathering in and patronizing in. So let's examine this question today. Let's begin by examining a verse of the Holy Quran. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala, He presents us with a general rule in which He presents a general criteria by means of which we can assess whether it's okay to sit in a certain place or not. In this verse, Allah says, "Certainly He has sent down to you in the book that when you hear Allah's signs being disbelieved and derided, do not sit with them until they engage in some other discourse." So if we go to a place and we see that Allah's signs, His ayat, which is a Quranic concept, if His signs are being falsified, are being denied, are being derided, are being mocked and ridiculed, then this is a sign that we should get up and leave from that place until you know whatever their discourse that was going on regarding the signs of Allah. Until it doesn't finish. When it finishes, then yeah, we can rejoin the group and continue our conversation with them. Keeping in mind this general rule, we have some hadith which can be considered applications of that rule or instances of that general rule that was mentioned in the Holy Quran. In a hadith, it's been narrated that Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: "A believer must not sit in a place where Allah is disobeyed if he is unable to make a change." Right? So here Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he echoes the same theme that was mentioned in the Quran. He adds a certain clause here, and that is that if you feel you can change the situation, meaning you can, with your good exhortation and your amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, by prohibiting the evil and enjoining the good, if you can change that situation and encourage those people who are deriding the signs of Allah and denying them to turn away from their evil actions, then it's okay for you to sit in that place and try to guide the people towards the truth. Otherwise, if you feel that you cannot, then it's better to get up and leave from there. In another hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, with respect to the verse that we read in the beginning, he said, "It means that when you hear someone denying the truth and rejecting it," and the Imam specifically says, "and speaking ill about the Imams alayhi salam, you should stand up and leave him and never sit with him again, no matter who he might be." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at prohibited places of patronization in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.